40% of Americans pretend to be influencers on vacation, according to new research. A survey of 2,000 social media users found that these respondents would take vlog-style videos, post more than when they were not on vacation, and caption their posts creatively.
Yep.
Well, what do you mean?
Well, I don't find myself featured in pictures very often, and there were a lot taken of me over the weekend, and my significant other, partner, girlfriend.
Thank you, Sam.
May or may not have been posting way more than she normally posts on a certain social media site about our vacation.
Okay, speaking of photos, could we please talk about the Heidi Klum thing? Have you seen these?
The lingerie pics with her daughter?
Yes.
This isn't the first time she's done this, by the way.
I don't, like...
It's like the fifth.
Both look absolutely incredible.
But look fantastic.
This wasn't like for a magazine. They just got stripped down to their underwear and took a mother
down in there, buddy.
Daughter bra and panties shoot.
This is the fifth time they've done it. It has never been for a modeling agency other than their own look at how hot we are.
Is her daughter over 18?
She's 20.
She okay, good. Now I don't feel like a creep.
They also filmed a video in which they took turns using an old camera to record each other showing off their curves and lingerie and feeling the fabric on one another's lace sets. Now, look, I am extremely close with both of my girls.
Yeah.
I cannot imagine any scenario under which I would say to them, hey, let's strip down to our underwear and take photos of each other. That, to me, sounds like the beginning of a horror movie.
Well, that is how Heidi Klum kind of became well-known.
It is.
Well, you did say that you are promoting talking about sex with your children.
Well, yeah, but that's different than...
Why not do it in lingerie?
This is artistic.
I'm not saying it's not...
Can I see the picture?
No, again? They look incredible.
Just Google it. There's many.
Okay. Don't mind if I do.
You know,
HR is going to come visit you for doing that on your computer.
I wouldn't miss
if they were going to come visit, they would have come visit a long time ago.
Why do I feel dirty right now?
Here's one of the comments. Am I the only one thinking this is a bit weird? Like, who dresses up in lingerie with their mom and prances around taking photos? I mean, nothing wrong. It's like something that, like... When I'm looking to buy lingerie and stuff, one person commented, I just don't know that I would. Some of the photos are very erotic.
I found it myself.
And I just, when you think erotic.
Well, that's not erotic.
Oh, give me a break.
Can we go back to the part where you said that they were feeling the lace on
the fabric. Look at the
lingerie.
I think it's hard for people to think erotic, same frame of mind as your mom. Mm. You know, good for them. They look incredible.
Mm-hmm.
Was it captioned link in bio or
that's
something?
That's enough.
Lord.
Lots of pictures.
Here's one more.
I told you.
Absolutely ridiculous thing from the New York Post today. Apparently on the catwalk.
You've lost Scott.
I know.
Are you talking?
The new trend is one-legged pants. And if you look this up in your, like, just think in your mind's eye how ridiculous that would look. It's exactly how ridiculous it looks. Here's the story. One-legged pants are the jarring new trend taking over for 2025.
Isn't that called a dress?
One-legged trousers stepped up as the unlikely runway trend that no one could have predicted as multiple designers sent asymmetrical pieces down the catwalk during fashion's biggest month. Let me just give you a picture. It's what you think. It's a pair of, do you call them pants?
So the other leg is bare. While the one leg is covered in pant.
Yes.
That actually makes sense. It's, you know.
No, it doesn't, Dan.
Temperature regulation, you know.
So one leg is.
I do sleep with one leg out. I will give you that.
Everybody does.
Are these for the mature woman?
If you like them, yes.
I need pajama pants that have one leg, and then there is no more leg out, leg in, leg out, leg in, leg out, leg in.
Is there a specific leg that you always keep out?
Nope.
See, I could go either way. from the text line regarding the Heidi Klum pictures. Thank you and damn.
They look great. That doesn't make it less weird.
True.
Shocking. I don't think it's shocking. I just think it's a little odd. Like one-legged pants. Why? Just because you can do something doesn't mean you do it.
For the same reason that everything that they ever prance down the, is it called the catway?
Catwalk.
Catwalk.
The catway.
Come on.
Whatever. I was conflating.
Well-versed in the fashion world.
Well, yeah. Can you tell?
Do your turn on the catwalk.
Yeah. None of that stuff anybody would ever wear in real life.
This is for the next season. It will be certainly perceived as a very fashion-forward piece. No, it will not.
It's basically shorts meet pants. One leg is exposed. One leg is not.
Then next year, it'll be opposite.
Right.
And it'll be all the rage.
Looks absolutely ridiculous, and I do not think it will be all the rage.
So you're saying you're not going to buy it?
No. I like my pants normal, as in covering.
So why does anybody pay any attention to what goes down the catwalk?
I don't
because
know.
Because nobody ever wears that stuff or buys
know.
It.
I don't know. It's so dumb.
From the text line regarding the Heidi Klum pictures, you're confusing sensual with sexual. There's a difference.
Not when it comes to my mom, it's not.
Also from the text line, wow, so many pictures in so little time.
Okay. That is not why I brought that up.
But we're glad you did.
Oh, you're welcome.
Because
we're all better for it.
The three weirdos on this show are now Googling Heidi Klum and daughter.
I left that story out of the stack. Thought it was too weird.
Dana swept on in and picked it right up.
Yeah, you did. Yeah, you did.
In the last hour, by the way, because people were so outraged by this, I do not want to make it a topic. It is too sad. The Florida man who abandoned and chained his dog to a fence right as the floodwaters were rising in the hurricane
has been arrested
and charged.
Good.
A video of the dog, now named Trooper, because it was a highway patrol trooper that saved the dog, went viral. The dog has now been adopted.
Good.
The man has been charged with felony animal cruelty and faces years in prison. And I'm telling you, you know, hell hath no fury.
That's right.
Like people during a hurricane that see video of a dog chained to a fence.
I mean, first of all, if you're going to abandon the dog, which he clearly did, at least give the dog a fighting chance of survival.
Yep. How old is this idiot? Dog's original name was Jumbo, and the dog owner said he originally abandoned Jumbo because, quote, he couldn't find anyone to pick up the dog. But to your point,
let
him go.
At least give him a shot. Great point. Basketball players in college wear these sorts of pants all the time where the one leg
those are compression pants for your arteries or whatever.
Oh, my.
Isn't that what that's for? So you don't have a heart attack?
Compression sleeves, yes.
Yes.
Yes, but not for
your
arteries.
Why are you laughing?
We're calling it an artery now?
Oh, my God. Is that what those are for?
Well, it's...
Then why do they only wear them on one leg?
That's what I can't figure out. But
it's for your knee or other parts of your body that you need to provide support for.
There's a reason
I don't know how you guys walk around with those
as
things.
As a mature woman, I would... Never mind.
Aw, hell.
When I hear the word compression...
What do you think we're compressing?
Leg sleeves. I think you're going on an airplane and you don't want to have happen what happened to Derek Thomas, and so you compress them.
So for men, yes, they hold certain things in place.
Correct.
Like your knee.
That's what you're compressing.
For both men and women, because women wear them as well, and the reference from the text line is regarding the WNBA and how all of the players have one compression leg and one non-compression leg.
It's like a trend.
Okay, if the WNBA players are wearing them, that has nothing to do with the other thing that you guys are referencing.
It also has nothing to do with your arteries. It has to do with keeping your muscles in place because that is your plant leg, so you are constantly making jarring motion with that leg. And the more room that your muscle has to move, the more likely you are to get injured. And so it compresses everything to keep it all nice and tight.
Good.
And where it's supposed to be.
Thank you, Sam.
Kind of like on a man other things.
Like your knee.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like your knee.
Or your ankle.
Or your artery.
They also have compression shirts for your elbows and shoulders. And
Thank you, Sam. Yeah.
Wrists.
Thank you.
Chest.
Okay.
That's called a sports bra, Sam.
Another name for it for women, yeah.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Well, hang on now.
Compress those suckers right into place.
That's not true. Men wear sports bras in athletics.
Bros.
True.
What?
They're called bros.
No.
It's a man's ear!
Do you know why?
Why?
I'm not trying to be gross. I'm being honest. Men, especially soccer players, because they're the material that their jerseys are made out of will make your nipples
bleed. It chafes.
It does more than chafe.
All right.
And so they wear sports bras so that the material doesn't rub up against their chest and make them bleed in a certain tender spot.
Got it. And so like a midriff bro helps protect that area.
Got it.
Why are we calling them bros?
I don't know.
Yeah.
Because I'm a Seinfeld fan, Sam. Mm-hmm. Learn so much on this program every single day.
It protects their arteries.
913.
And their veins.
Okay. All right, boys and girls. 913-586-7798. Don't forget to sign up for the Dana and Parks 4th Annual Cornhole Tournament. All proceeds go to benefit the Casey Pet Project. We have a limited number of slots, and you can register your cornhole team. It's this Saturday, by the way, by going to kmbz.com.